This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast indie singer Loomis, who I had not heard of until just today. Just, you know, all presidential candidates that do not have the last name Trump or Harris, they had a debate last Wednesday at the Free and Equal Elections Foundation debate, right? And it featured multiple third-party candidates, but what made it memorable was a rendition of our national anthem. It was performed by our honoree Loomis. So it is notoriously a difficult song to sing, but she started singing it. But she got to the line, "The Rocket's Red Glare." And when she got there, her voice cracked. Then she said, I effed up. And then she asked if she started over. So, hey, man, can I do this again? Well, that's when the voice offstage explained that the broadcast and her performance, yeah, it's live. Sure, it's on C-SPAN, so no one would know that, but it was live. So she just kind of powered through, looking very embarrassed when she realized she made it worse, and then walked off stage. Now, everyone gave her a round of applause, pity applause, and then she finally issued an apology yesterday. She said, look, I got nervous, I just panicked, and I felt bad because my family was watching, including my dad, who's an Army veteran.
Oh, no.
So the whole thing, like people screw the song up all the time, but she was just like, oh, hey, man, I effed up. Guys, I effed up. Can we start over? And you're like, it's a live broadcast.
I saw that video, and it is cringeworthy.
Yeah.
Bad.
I mean, you just feel bad.
Maybe we'll listen to it in TV time.
Well, all right. In the meantime, let's drink. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Steve and Thrill Hill, could you please serve everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. All right, Dave, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. You have your choice of one of three categories. Today, we offer you interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. Hit me with your best shot. where you guess the unconventional object that someone chose to use as a weapon. And finally, animalize this, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem.
We'll go with animalize this.
All right, a three-year-old is recovering after being scratched by a service animal inside of an Indiana Walmart. The incident occurred last Wednesday afternoon inside the Walmart Supercenter in Bedford, Indiana. Local police responded to the incident. Now, Bedford Police Chief Terry Moore, he confirmed that a three-year-old was scratched by a 16-year-old animal. Chief Moore said that the parents of the child declined medical treatment at the scene. But a woman identifying herself as the child's mother said that the animal's owner showed paperwork for an emotional support animal. However, she said the paperwork was actually registered to a dog, not the animal that she actually had with her at the store. Now, the animal that she was with her, it did have a leash attached to it. But the mother says, quote, an animal should have never been in the store. It scratched and hurt my baby for no reason. An animal wasn't even seized. We weren't facing it, didn't know it was in the store. We did not have any snacks, and in no way did we provoke it. The woman says she's now hoping that Indiana lawmakers change the rules surrounding pet animals being allowed in public, saying she hopes wild animals are more regulated. It is unclear if a police report was filed. But the question is, what was the emotional support animal that scratched the kid? Was it a llama? Was it an alligator? Was it a cockatoo? Or was it a monkey? So llama, alligator, cockatoo, or monkey, what was the emotional support animal that scratched the three-year-old at Walmart?
Man, I can't picture any of those walking around Walmart on a leash.
I can picture all of them.
Yeah, at Walmart in particular, yes.
Yeah.
What are you guys thinking?
You see monkeys on leashes, I feel like, when they're pets. So that makes sense. Cockatoo is just a bird, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, you don't really see a lot of birds on leashes.
Well, I think you've got to take it into a store with it. I mean, I don't know if it's, quote unquote, your emotional support.
The llama is so big, I feel like you'd see it. I don't know. I think it's a tiny little monkey.
Tiny little monkey.
Sneaking around. Spider monkey.
Dave, I'm going to go cockatoo. Or three.
I think a cockatoo, too, because I don't think they're going to let an alligator walk around on a leash in there in a llama.
Oh, you haven't been to Walmart in Florida.
Yeah, brother, trust me. There are people with alligators.
There was a guy in Maryland who tried to take his emotional support gator into an Orioles game.
Just for the hell of it, I'll go gator then.
Gator for Dave. All right, Dave, way to go for it. What did this three-year-old get scratched by? A llama, an alligator, a cockatoo, or a monkey? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Categories analyze this on Profile This. We got a three-year-old who's recovering after being scratched by a 16-year-old service animal. Actually, it was not a service animal. There was no documentation that this animal was. The dog the family had was.
Yeah, she had documentation that she had a service animal dog, but that's not what she brought with her to Walmart.
Right, that scratched the three-year-old kid who is recovering. Question is, what scratched this kid? A llama, an alligator, a cockatoo, or a monkey?
All reasonable options there. Mr. Montgomery, let us start with you. You went with the old cockatoo.
I did.
Or three. It was not bad. Now, Dave, originally you were thinking cockatoo, but in the end you said gator. And like Ted pointed out, a guy tried to get into an Orioles game with his emotional support gator.
Gator.
It turns out it did not work out for him. However, not a gator this time, Dave. And then, Ted, you went with a monkey.
Monkey.
You are correct.
Let's go. Monkey. I'll be there.
Well, snuck up on a kid, right?
Yeah. I don't know if it was on the floor on the leash or if it's up on her shoulder or whatever, but... Like, the mom and her kid didn't even know it was there until it scratched the kid.
Wow. That seems awful.
Yeah, yes. Man. Monkey, I'm telling you, man, they might be cute. They look kind of funny. Don't trust those sons of bitches.
You're already in Walmart. Don't make it worse. Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! What do you got there? One of them Walmart monkeys?
Oh, damn.
Well, actually, I got it at Sears.
Oh, no.
Sears. I feel like the Walmart monkey would be a better monkey than the Sears monkey.
Yes.
Yeah, but the Sears monkey could change a tire.
He's a working man.
The Sears monkey would be the better monkey. However, the Walmart monkey's a better deal.
You know what? Good point.
You know what you're getting with the Walmart monkey.
We're discount monkeys.
Where'd you get your monkey? And I got it at the dollar store.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Your monkey doesn't look okay. Like, he's not.
He's got one eye missing.
Yeah, right. Kind of slumps around. He looks like Chunk from the Goonies.
Dollar store monkey.
That's a band.
Miles knows. His buddy had a dollar store monkey.
That's right. It was $1.29 now. He's still upset about that.
Actually, it was $3. Like, all right, either way.
Doesn't wear the diaper, just takes it off and throws it at you.
Yeah, we're placed by a monkey, man. All right. Does anybody watch Only Murderers in the Building?
Yeah.
All right, it's supposed to be pretty funny.
It's funny. It's so stupid, but it is funny.
Have you heard the rumors that Martin Short's been getting it on with Meryl Streep?
I heard something about that. She kind of played his love interest or whatever.
They've been playing hide the Timbits.
You know, and it's fine, whatever. But then, yeah, I read something over the summer or whatever, like they might be, you know, doing the thing.
So we don't know if they are or not, but apparently for Meryl Streep, there was a romantic scene with Martin Short, and they asked her about it. She said she cried afterwards.
That's a good sign.
Well, basically, she was like, look, in this business, I'm in my 70s, right? Like, they don't give romantic leads to people my age.
Sure.
Either do they with Ed Grimley.
Right. Martin Short ain't getting to me either, but yeah, they did.
So
they,
she
moment.
Was just, that's why she got so emotional. I was like, I didn't think I'd be able to play a romantic lead again.
No, you know what?
Maybe her and Martin Short have that chemistry.
Sure. You know what his nickname is?
No. What?
Martin Short and Long.
Short and thick.
Yeah, sorry, Mike. Sorry.
Tuna can.
They do call me the tuna can. Hey, Meryl.
I also recommend, I say it every time, it is a god-awful movie that is awesome. Clifford.
Clifford. Which one was that?
He plays a small psycho child. He's visiting his uncle. Me and my mom love this movie.
Right.
It is very fun.
I'm like Google it. I was just thinking the Big Red Dog. It's the only Clifford I know.
Right?
You never saw Clifford either?
No.
Oh, Miles. Do you like Martin Short?
Yeah.
I think if you really just focused and locked in, I think it's only like 90 minutes, right? Because who else is in it?
Charles Grodin.
Charles Grodin is like his uncle.
Mary Steenburgen, I recognize her.
Right.
Dabney Coleman.
Yeah, like, basically, this kid is just, like, a kid from hell. He's not... He is bad. He doesn't behave. His parents drop him off with the uncle. He's obsessed with going to, like, Dinosaur World. It's supposed to be, like, Disney World or whatever. But it goes off the rails very quickly.
Okay.
All right, Thrill, earlier today for the Shot of the Day, you were talking about the woman that was singing the national anthem.
Loomis, yeah.
I had never heard of her either. Me. I had already actually thrown this in there. So, when you hear the audio of it... I mean, she does stop, but, like, I think that's just a dude running the camera, because you hear him go, it's live.
Yeah.
Who's brought stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. Can I go back, please? I got too nervous. Gave the roof through the night that our flag was still there.
Well,
yeah.
I like that. As soon as he said it's live, she just went back to it.
Yeah. In her defense, like, she apologized. Yeah. She said, like, her dad was in the Army. Also, like, when she can't get off that stage quick enough
right.
when it ends.
Mm-hmm.
The good news is no one saw it.
Yeah,
but now they all did because you dropped the F-bomb.
That's the irony. It's on C-SPAN, so no one saw it live.
Yeah, exactly.
But everyone saw it post-fact.
And I'm with you because I was racking my brain when I saw this yesterday. I was like, wait a minute. There hadn't been a debate. Trump was on Rogan.
Right.
I'm like, what is this? And I'm like, it's not Vance and Walt. But, yeah.
Yeah, third party debate, yeah.
Is JFK Jr. there?
I don't know. RFK. all right. The other... That was a bad impression of him. The other audio I have in here today is just, listen, I have watched a ton of sports.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Friday... Get home, right? There's going to be college football on that I'm excited about. But it's game one of the World Series. Credit to you, Thrill. I kept saying, I don't care who wins, hope both teams lose. You're like, they could be a good series. I did not realize that nobody has ever walked off a grand slam in the World Series.
And that's crazy.
Yeah, so here's what it sounded like.
The bases will be loaded here for Freddie Freeman, with the Dodgers down 3-2 and down to their last out in game one. Cortez delivers. Freeman hits the ball to right field.
Stuff you are 5 years old in the backyard right there, and that's a dream come true.
Obviously, that's some of the music in the background from The Natural.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I was gonna say that. Robert Redford rounds the bases.
But like we were saying, man, like I was watching the game, then I got up to use the bathroom. Otani was at the plate, and I was like, oh, damn it. Like, I gotta go. And then I came out in that first pitch, and I just, like I was saying, like I just was standing in the living room, and I just said, wow. Like, that is just unreal excitement and good for baseball.
The only way that that's not your childhood dream is that it wasn't the seventh game of the World Series.
Right. Well, that's right. It.
Like every little kid has put themselves in that position. I'm going to swing at this. We're down three. What are the chances of a grand slam? But for it to actually happen, and for as long as baseball's been around, the fact that that has never happened in the history of that sport is amazing to me.
Also, just keep watching until the ninth inning. I mean, both those games could have changed in the ninth inning. And one did and one did not. But, I mean, the Yankees were coming in game two. Mm-hmm. So that got exciting at the end of that game as well.
They had the bags loaded in the top of the ninth.
That's
like
what
you're saying.
You're thinking to yourself, oh, here we go. Yeah.
Well, I have some friends that are better at baseball than I am. And, like, my one buddy just texted me. He was, like, scouting reports. Right, he just knew where that first pitch was going. Damn. And just turned on it and connected. Just like, wow. But I'm with you, though. You're right. Both games have been good. Third game is on right now today. That's in New York City. Plus, the other thing, man, like, I don't know if you noticed, but, like, they brought out Ice Cube, and he was singing It's a Good Day. Yeah. So I know today in New York they brought out Fat Joe, which I like Fat Joe, but he's not Ice Cube.
Right.
And frankly, Fat Joe's never had a song as popular, probably, as that Ice Cube song. But yeah, L.A. was rocking. I don't know if you saw this. SC was hosting Rutgers. Classic Big Ten stuff. right down the road. So they didn't have any screens on in the Coliseum. It's an old dump. But
that is a crappy building.
Yeah. But you could just see the fans in the stands, all their Dodger gear or SC gear, just start getting up and cheering. Because obviously, you know, it's like me, right? I can watch sports on my Xfinity app. And, you know, everybody just saw it. They started going crazy.
That's pretty cool, though. That it's not on the screen. It's just kind of like word of mouth or your phone dinging and all that kind of thing.
It's also wild to me. Like, that game, and I get it. Fox did a good job. They're like, screw it. We'll put this football game on afterwards. But, I mean, that game didn't, that college football game, I watched the Boise State UNLV game. Much better game. Boise's very good.
Yeah.
That game didn't end till, what, 11-something our time? That's over 2 in the morning on the East Coast.
But that's why, like, when the Pac-10 and Pac-12 existed, you know, man, we don't get a lot of East Coast love. Like, it's not bad. They know your record, but it's hard to stay up that late every weekend to watch the end of those games.
Correct.
You know, the game starts at 10:30 p.m. on the East Coast. Yeah. And it's a Saturday. You've already been drinking and watching college football anyway. So, I mean, it's like on a night I couldn't sleep when I still lived in Baltimore. That's when I saw Pac-10 football.
Especially with the 6:30, 7 o'clock kickoff and a night game on the West Coast.
Well, I was telling Mike, I mean, even a few years ago, I was up on Cape Cod for one of my cousin's weddings or whatever. Don't really think about it, but the Huskies are playing one of those Friday night Pac-12 after dark games. So after the rehearsal dinner and everything, I'm like, hey, let's go to that bar and watch that game. Well, now they're closing, right? Last call's like 1:30. That game's still on. And I even said to the guy, I was like, I'm not going to drink anymore. Like, can I just watch? He's like, no, you can't stay in here. He's like, I'm closing my bar.
Go to your room.
Yeah, exactly. So those things are a little tough. Let's talk a little bit about the Sounders. First round of the playoffs. I don't know what the MLS is doing. They're always messing with that
thing. Why do they change the how to win a championship every year? You know, consistency, whether you like certain rules or not, just if you know it's consistent, it's where your interest is. You know, they've mixed it up.
You gotta line up something, right? Like, they're never gonna go with the general European version,
right?
Which is you win the league if you have the most points at the end of the year. Right? Mm-hmm. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. Now, when you have tournaments like Champions League, even UEFA Champions League, there is different rounds, right? So, like, you have group stages, then you have home and homes with aggregate scoring, and then the championship, usually the final, is just going to be a one-off.
Yeah.
This stuff this year, me and Cass were talking about, is insanity, right? It's three games, no ties, no extra time, right? So, if there's 90 minutes, then you have extra time. Not anymore.
They just go straight to what, PKs?
They go to kicks.
Okay.
And it's like, well, somebody's got to win this thing. Like, I sometimes I just want to be like, because the problem is, I think by this point in our country, you have soccer fans. Like, trying to Americanize that sport, like, I don't know who you're appealing to. Because you're just annoying people that actually know soccer or watch other leagues. And then people that are trying to get into it, like, at least be consistent. Even if you're going to have an effed up system,
just be consistent.
Stick with it, right? What do we always say about bad refs, right? You could get a bad ref, especially in like baseball, right? That guy's calling low strikes. But if he calls that low strike for both teams for nine innings, I go, all right.
It's no fair.
I can adjust to it.
If I'm in the home office, though, back to what we always said, I don't care if they I do care if they change the rules because it's hard to keep up. But if they said, hey, is there anything going on Monday night? You go, yeah, man, you got the... get the World Series. They say, it's anything going on in Lumen on Tuesday night? And they get, why don't we do it then?
So there is rumors that they're actually talking about switching up the season timing. Because I say this every year. I watch the MLS. America is a football country.
Yeah, Monday Night Football's on as well.
You can't end and have your championship game in late November or early December when you have college championship games, you have the NFL in full throw. Like, it just, you're just not going to beat it. Hell, look at NASCAR. Their ratings get hammered by the time you get to the fall.
Absolutely.
Right? Look at golf doesn't even bother. No. Golf's like, yeah. Like, yeah. Man, we're done with the real tournaments by, like, what, September?
Because no one's watching.
Yeah. Let's see. So that the good news is that game is on FS1 if you want to watch the Sounders. Got to talk a little bit about the Seahawks.
Do we?
They absolutely sucked. I don't know that I've seen a team get dominated, A, on offense, B, on defense, and then C, just to yourself, undisciplined. Coach McDonald, I like you, but Jesus, man.
That's not
the boys, Pat, you got to learn to tackle. And this week's practice should just be tackling drills. And then for the offense, let's snap the ball. We have trouble snapping the ball.
Why don't the Seahawks do a scrimmage with the Ravens?
Because
both of them need to reflect a little
bit. They snapped the ball. He just took his right foot back and stepped on Geno's foot.
And when they run the goal line before that, he snapped it over his head.
Oh, that's right. That is right.
Yep.
Yeah. The only consistent thing on that team is Dixon. He's the punter.
It's because he gets to play a lot.
They actually pointed that out. Like, he's a really good player.
And it's just a bad weekend for your boy, right? Got up to watch the Huskies. They lose. Roll into Maryland.
In all fairness, Indiana's a pretty good team.
Indiana is, but still, the Huskies were bad. Maryland was bad. Then the Seahawks sucked. And I know this is going to be super nerdy. If it's 4th and 1 and it's college or pro, line up underneath the goddamn center.
Yes.
Why are we doing this from shotgun and making it 4th and 5 or 4th and 6?
People scream about that every week. There is the team, and it's 4th and goal, 4th and 1, just like you said. But even the broadcasters are like, they're in shotgun. Their point is, this is a bad idea.
Now, if you do like all kinds of sports, you're in luck, right? You got your Sounders playing on FS1. You got the World Series over on Fox. You got Monday Night Football on ABC and ESPN.
Go Giants.
Yes.
I know.
Yeah, well, the NFL is so weird. Pittsburgh should win that game. I'm going to go on a limb and say Giants will win somehow.
Because Pittsburgh is Pittsburgh.
You got hockey going on. You got NBA, man. It's a great time of year.
It's everything. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
To the men's room.
The men's room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Man finds $20 and buys a lottery ticket. Because I'm telling you all this, you know the rest. Meanwhile, another man wins $44 million in the lottery, but getting paid is making him stressed. Cheesemaker gets ripped off as someone stole 50,000 pounds of cheddar.
Monger.
I would not put my money on a launcher going 120 if I was a better. And a noodle critic in Japan has eaten top ramen every day for 30 years. It's time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
It's not every day that our offline conversations bleed over into the show.
Yeah.
Our top story, we go to California, where an Orange County man is expressing some frustration with the lottery system. He's a regular player of the lottery and finally struck gold while playing the Powerball, matching all the proper numbers to award him a $44 million jackpot.
Wow.
But now he's going to the media to blow off some steam about the hardship of being a winner of such a large sum. He says the offices never tell you just how long you need to wait in order to get your winnings, leaving the time frame open-ended, and you as the winner guessing when you're going to get paid. A representative for the office said that the quickest winner will get their money in 4 weeks, and that's even rare, going on to say that their goal is to take between 6 to 8 weeks to get winnings out, but that's not always the case.
I mean, I get where he's coming from, but the
You've
flip side is like, hey,
million dollars
in a month or so. You know, I understand it's like a kid on Christmas Eve. I know it's hard to sleep that night, right, buddy.
And he
but
says it's
if
been
you just wait, something said, good's going to happen.
He said it's been like 10 weeks or something like that, maybe 9 weeks that he's been without, that he hasn't gotten his winnings. But
still, I wonder if his situation's more like, look, I quit my job.
Right.
But the bills still come in, right? And so, you know, American Express is like, yeah, that's cool that you won. We want our money.
Right. Whereas
there has to be some way, though, to take out money.
I would think you can get
like a giant
pretty
loan
good
or
loan.
Something. Yeah. Right.
Here's my winning lottery ticket. Like, unless you're taking a loan out for $50 million, right. I think any reasonable loan you're looking to do, you can cover that.
And what exactly are they processing? Because they tell us what the number is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when he won, they said, okay, you win this much. Therefore, you've collected our lottery bets, if you will.
Right.
And now you've established that, okay, now you win this from this pot that I've got here. Hang on. I need to hold on to this for like 3 months.
I don't know. I mean, sometimes it's bureaucracy. Sometimes, okay. Also, keep in mind, like, you ever notice your pay period ends before you get a paycheck? But part of the reason is when that money sits in the bank, you collect that extra interest.
Sure.
So when you have that money, I mean, if I'm the lottery, like, we're going to give you $44 million. $44 million sitting in the bank is a lot of interest in 10 weeks.
Yeah.
So just kind of cover our own ass.
Just going to hang on here for a second.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but I'm kind of on the side of you got $44 million
pay him.
Anyway.
Pay the
right,
man.
Pay him, but also don't cry to me with your $44 million. I don't have my millions
yet. Both of those things,
I quit my job. It's like, yeah, that's an expression people use. That, oh, yeah, you wouldn't see me at work tomorrow. Like, even if that's the case.
But now you know.
Have your stuff figured out.
You can see me for the next 10 weeks.
I mean, I'd just call somebody and be like, look, you know I'm good for $44 million.
Nah, right. Man. Nope. Not doing it.
You know what? Take back the car. Just go ahead and repo the car.
Because I'm buying another one.
That's right.
Cash.
In other news, over in the UK, a dairy in London has been duped. We covered this earlier today. They've been working with a distributor for a major French retailer who wanted to purchase a large quantity of delicious cheddar cheese. Or so they thought. The distributor turned out to be a con artist that managed to swindle the dairy company out of 22 metric tons of the award-winning cheese. That's why it was so expensive, which held a grand total value of just under $400,000 American dollars. Detectives at Scotland Yard and international authorities are both involved in tracking down the cheese, and they've asked retailers in the area to be on the lookout for the stolen goods.
Well, not only that, there's drugs, money laundering, there's human trafficking.
Get the cheese!
Our cheese bureau.
They put in the order months ago. Like 8 months ago.
Yeah.
So whatever it takes a long time to just make cheese. You don't just make cheese and start to the next day, right? So they put this order and they hired like 3 or 4 extra employees to become full-time cheesemakers to fill this one order.
Oh, wow.
So they hired extra staff because the order was so large.
Right.
And then they pay those guys, they ship it all out. Next thing you know, cheese is gone. They have no idea
what
it all is.
Dude. What happened to my cheese?
And this is good cheese. Like imagine.
It must be.
Imagine like 22 tons of Cougar Gold and just like gone.
That's exactly right. That ain't Kraft Singles.
Right. Right.
I'd invite you over for stolen cheese, Mike.
Thank you, Ted.
Yeah.
Can you have stolen cheese night?
Yeah.
Cheese night.
Well, just got to be careful who I invite.
That's
well,
right.
Sure.
I don't want the streets knowing.
Ted throws these Ted underground charcuterie parties. A man in Japan.
This is horse jerky.
Oh, damn.
Horse jerky.
Ever have dolphin? Yesterday, this animal's endangered. Today, it's extinct. Eat up, boys.
You ever had penguin nuggets?
Don't ask.
Don't ask, man. A man in Japan chased his dream and made quite the career for himself. He's a former illustrator with a degree in engineering and gave up both directions to pursue his passion, ramen noodles.
Okay.
He says that he woke up to instant noodle love and set forth to become an instant noodle critic. Since then, he's had instant ramen noodles daily for the last 30 years, consuming over 10,000 cup of noodles. At the age of 65, the career path was a success, and he's living his life happy.
Hey, man, okay. I'm glad it worked out for you.
Right? Look, I get down on some ramen noodles, and I go wild down that aisle from time to time, like, let me try this one, but damn.
I feel like
it's hard to be critical just because of what it is.
But I feel like if you make that decision to pursue that, you waited for your parents to die. Right? Because their parents are still, I'm sorry, you're what quitting your you, job to pursue what?
What are you doing, Steven?
Right.
You'll be back on our couch in no time. Got it. A man bound for seasonal activities found himself in handcuffs after he didn't want to take too long to get there. An officer on patrol along the freeway in Connecticut spotted a man moving at a high rate of speed along the highway and gave chase. While catching up to the driver, the officer noted that the man was flying at an impressive 118 miles an hour. In a Hyundai.
I know Hyundais are good cars. I just didn't know they could go that fast.
He did yield to the officer after he put the lights on, which is good, but he ultimately was arrested for reckless driving. He says that he was driving to Salem for Halloween
officers, you know, because I call in like, we got a live pursuit right now on highway, blah, 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 blah. I'll give a description of the vehicle. I swear to guys, it's a Hyundai.
Right.
I'm sorry. It sounded like you said Hyundai. It is a Hyundai.
It
sounded like you said he's going 118 miles an hour. Guys! He's going 118 miles an hour on a Hyundai.
Hyundai. It's a doggone Kona. It's a rocket.
I didn't know either.
But just in case those stories have a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
Thank you, Alan. To North Carolina, where one man knows how to invest his money. He was walking through a parking lot when he happened upon a $20 bill that had been dropped. Score.
Mm-hmm.
He scooped up the cash and walked away a happy man, only to end up in a convenience store where he hatched a brilliant plan and bought himself a Lotto scratcher while in the store and increased his winning from a meager 20 to an astounding $1 million jackpot.
Nice.
He elected to take the lump sum of his winnings and says that his family and him are going to be going to Golden Corral where they're going to eat
all
everything
right.
They got.
Yes, I love that. We're millionaires.
Let's just go to Golden Corral.
I'll take one Golden Corral, please.
That's right.
But you bought the whole restaurant.
Give us all your food. far as men's room sports there, I'm not going to touch too much on the display that the Seahawks put on yesterday afternoon here at home, other than to say that the team came together to beat the Falcons. It was not the team that we saw on the field yesterday. And the worst stat of the game, Michael Dixon, he had more yards than our entire offense.
Good God.
We did give Josh Allen his first interception, though, so
there's something
to call that there.
Which is amazing. That guy had not thrown a pick.
What are you going to watch tonight? You've got basketball over on NBA Network. Game 3 of the World Series over on Fox. The Dodgers are currently up 2-0 in that series, and they're currently up in that game as well, looking to make it 3-0. Monday Night Football between the Giants and the Steelers is on ABC and ESPN, and your Seattle Sounders in Game 1 of the playoffs here at home against Houston is underway over on FS1. As far as your weather, showers this evening with overcast skies overnight, leading into cloudy early tomorrow, with a partial sunshine later on and a high of 55. That's it for headlines with that, Mike Hawkinson.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We get spooky tomorrow with Sit and Spin. The lovely Jolene's up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.